This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin dramatically escalated east-west tensions by ordering Russian nuclear forces put on high alert Sunday while Ukraine's embattled leader agreed to talks with Moscow as Putin's troops and tanks drove deeper into the country, closing in and around the capital. Citing aggressive statements by NATO and tough financial sanctions, Putin issued a directive to increase the readiness of Russia's nuclear weapons, raising fears that the invasion of Ukraine could lead to a nuclear war, whether by design or mistake. The Russian leader is potentially putting in play forces that, if there's a miscalculation, could make things much, much more dangerous. That's according to a senior U.S. defense official speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss rapidly unfolding military operations. Ukraine's Interior Ministry says that the death toll from the attacks have claimed 352 Ukrainian civilians, and including 14 children. It says an additional 1,684 people, including 116 children, have been wounded. The ministry's statement Sunday does not give any information on casualties among Ukraine's armed forces. Russia has claimed that its troops are targeting only Ukrainian military facilities and says that Ukraine's civilian population is not in danger. The United Nations Security Council Sunday called for a rare emergency special session of the 193-member General Assembly on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which will be held on Monday as Western allies step up a diplomatic campaign to isolate Moscow. The vote by the 15-member council was procedural, so Russia could not wield its veto. A resolution convening the General Assembly session was adopted.